Welcome back to another episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. I'm your host, Garage Boy, and today I found time to actually sit down and record an episode. Sorry, I've been busy, if you've been wondering. I'm permanently transitioning into my new position at my job, so that's been taking up all my time. And I really need to, like, focus on it, because it's a lot to take in, because I have to learn new equations, I have to learn the language of the job, because I want to learn why certain things are the way they are, because I want to get better at explaining things, which is currently a weakness of mine for quite some time. So I really wanted to focus on that. And yes, one of the things I wanted to really work on is retaining information and being able to explain it to others without pausing. Because I don't speak with fluidity, or the fluidity that I want. And that's something I'm trying to focus on. And that was kind of the reason why I started this podcast, so it might be the reason why I'm not being fluid with my speaking, because I haven't been recording lately. But I do have episodes that haven't been released. I just haven't taken the time to sit down and actually put them out there. And I just want to say thank you for those who actually sit down, or they play this as background music, or whatever. Because I'm just a guy, just a normal guy, speaking about my life. Mostly just venting to the world. You're basically listening to my audio journal. And I appreciate you for taking time out of your day just to listen to this. Because I've been busy lately, and my wedding is basically in 6 months. A little less than 6 months. Still doesn't feel real. It's still strange to me that I'm going to be saying I'm a husband and I have a wife. But I'm sure I'll get used to it. Like, did you guys feel weird when you switched over from boyfriend, girlfriend to fiance to husband and wife? It's weird because I still feel like I'm in my early 20s at times, but then I'm 30 years old. But then I also speak to my coworkers and they say your mind doesn't really change. I mean, it evolves a little bit, but you still feel like you were that teenager at times. It's like the mind and the body don't coincide anymore, right? If that's the wording, if that's the correct vocabulary. They're not on the same level as they used to be. Like, your mind can think it can do this thing, but your body doesn't react. What the heck? Anyway, I am currently in a parking lot because Jessica's doing an event. And I'm resorting back to the old ways of recording because people have been staring at me. And I know I'm... Hold on. I know I like to come across like I don't care, but I do. And I feel like you're not human if you don't care, because there's going to be a point in time where you do care. So when you say you don't care, you actually kind of do, if that makes sense. if you really don't care, then I think that makes you kind of a psychopath or a sociopath. Either one of the two. Because we're social beings, and I think it's just a part of being human. It's like you're gonna care, but it's a matter of choosing. At this point, I'm just rambling. But yeah, I've been pretty busy. We went back home a couple weeks ago, and we went to go see our venue in Sacramento. And I love our venue. It's very historic looking. It reminded me of like the old colonial times. Like a house in Pride and Prejudice. Prejudice. See, I'm just working on what I need to say. Or, yeah, I think that's right. Enunciation, pronunciation. Same meaning, right? I'm enunciating, but I'm not pronunciating. Whatever. How do you, like, get better at enunciating your words? Do you have to, like, do bigger mouth movements? Like that exercise where you put your hand underneath your jaw and you have your chin hit your hand every time you speak? Is that what's going on with that? But anyway, back to the venue. It is very historic looking. And it had the squeaky sounds that you would normally have in an old colonial house. And it's pretty chill. It's pretty chill. So, it's feeling more and more real, but it probably won't hit as much as I would like it to until I see Jessica down the aisle as I'm waiting for her to walk to me. And I can't even lie, like, I always get teary-eyed when I envision that. Like, there's certain songs that I would listen to, and I imagined her walking down the aisle, and I know for sure that I'm gonna cry, because I'm marrying my best friend, someone that I've been waiting for my entire life, like the love that I've always wanted. Someone who believes in me, someone who's also my friend, someone who cares for me and supports me in anything I do. Well, for the most part, because, like, I'm pretty sure if I committed some sort of crime and I was guilty, she might not support me, but I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not gonna do that. Hopefully this audio comes out clear, because I'm holding a tiny microphone and a car just pulled up next to me. So I feel a little uncomfortable. I'm afraid to look to my left and see if they're looking back at me. So I'm just going to keep looking I'm going to keep looking forward. And now the guy who's pulling up is looking at me too. Whatever. I'm just gonna keep speaking, because that's what we do. This is the OG days of In the Garage with Garage Boy. Raw and uncut. That's what we're gonna do today. You're going to hear me stutter. There's going to be no edits. And I think I kind of like this format better because I can just ramble. And I think that's what, like, gathered your guys' attention when I would just speak about things and just keep flowing. But yeah, back to the venue. I know I went on a little caffeine audible of subjects. So we went to the venue. We also got to see we didn't get to see our tasting. We got to taste the cake and then taste our entrees and appetizers. And they are pretty damn good. And I'm just glad this place has everything. So we don't have to leave to go to a venue. Everything's in the same spot. We can have the ceremony and then the venue's right next door. What am I saying? We can have the ceremony and then we can just walk to the right. And the reception will be right there. It's all in the same space. And I like it. And there's even like a couple of rooms that you can stay at in the building. Which is going to be cool, but maybe a little scary because it's an older building. You know, like, you don't know if there's spirits in there. But again, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for protection because there's nothing more powerful than God. And we will not give in to those fears. Even though they'll be in the back of my mind, but I'm only human. I'm afraid of things. But yeah, the food was fantastic. The cake was fantastic. We're gonna have 3 cupcakes and then 2 tiers of our cake. The bottom tier is going to be Oreo, and the top tier is going to be tiramisu. Tiramisu. Haha. Then the cupcakes are going to be red velvet, matcha, and also Oreo. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a good time. The lightsabers are still up for discussion, but I think we're going to... What's it called? We'll have them available at the end of the reception when we do our little send-off where everyone can hold a lightsaber up. And that's the only time people will get them. We're not going to have them during the reception. Only for my groomsmen or the wedding party, because I want to give them lightsabers as a gift. Or a groomsman gift. We're getting married on May the 4th, and it's going to be the most subtle Star Wars wedding ever, because I'm a Star Wars fan, and Jessica's somewhat. It's going to be a good time. I forgot the names of the, of our entrees, but they were really good appetizers. There was like this mushroom stuff with sausage, tasted like combination pizza, and it was fantastic. And then there was this bruschetta appetizer. I don't know if you know what that is. It's like a little toasted bread with like tomatoes, olive oil, and salt. I think that's what it is. And that's something we always get when we go to a Italian restaurant as an appetizer, because it's amazing. Such a simple thing. then the entrees are, I think how you say it is gnocchi. Gnocchi and then chicken Madeira. We can't have steak because it's too pricey, even though I would love to have steak. But we'll be aight. We'll be good. But anyway, I've been a little homesick. I miss home. But then, I love being out here as well. Can't always get what you want. As much as I would love to pack up this entire state of Maryland and move it a little closer to California, even though some of you might not be a fan of that because of those crazy California residents that are destroying the state. Those wild ones. And also, California is expensive, but it's home. This is the cheapest state that I've ever lived in, surprisingly. Alaska, very expensive as well, because everything has to get shipped. So I guess you can also say that this is a bit of a homesick edition of In the Garage with Garage Boy. Because I've seen videos of Juno and it made me miss it. Even though you get like 40 to 60 days of sunlight a year, Juneau is probably one of the most beautiful places that I've lived. I mean, I've only lived in 3 places, but it's definitely the most beautiful. But it comes with a cost, literally. And there's not much to do. It's more of a simple place to live. For the most simplistic lifestyle. And a lot of people would like that. But it's not for me. I did my 4 years. I'm talking like it's prison or something, but I appreciate it now. I appreciate living there. I appreciate that it's a part of my foundation. And I'm always gonna have love for Juno. It's my second home. It's a part of who I am. And I want to go back there and visit, especially during the summertime, so Jessica can see what it's like. Not that it's just a frozen place. So, I think that might do it for this episode. This uncut, raw episode that I haven't been doing. So, again, I appreciate everything that you guys do, even though all you do is just listen. Listen to a normal guy speaking into a microphone, talking about his life. Hopefully, I relate to you guys. I don't know. I'm just speaking. I just talk. I just talk by myself in a car. Well, not really just in a car, but anywhere where I'm by myself. It's weird. I talk more to myself than I do to most people. But anyway, I appreciate you guys listening. Taking time out of your day. And hopefully I'm more consistent. I say this every time. I will release other episodes once I get home. Because I don't know how this app works sometimes. It doesn't allow me to upload unless I have a computer or a laptop. Especially when I do recorded videos and then I move the files around and try to upload. But anyway, thank you again. I'm gonna end this episode. So I hope you guys have a blessed time from the next time you listen to me speak, I guess. So, yeah. Be safe. God bless, and again, thank you for listening. Peace.